Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I'm going to stand up here so that I can be seen. Come down. Welcome. Good to be together again. I'd like to read to you from Psalm 98 this morning as our call to worship before we sing this amazing song together. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Waikaka Nabdao Mutama. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. There's no conservatism about this, you know.
Yes.
So sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody and with the musical instruments, with trumpets, the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. That is his invitation this morning.
Something that was prayed in the prayer room this morning, I dare think, that we're here at the invitation to worship King Jesus. And if it doesn't put a smile on your face and your heart, please just examine that thought, because it's pretty wild, it's pretty out there, that he invites us to worship King Jesus. We are singing a new song for us here, but it's not a new song. So if you listen to Radio Rema, YouTube Rema, you're going to know Good, Good Father. The words are rich, the words are good, the words are the declaration of what we believe. And so we were going to do it with an MP4, but Kayla plays it so beautifully and it's easy to sing. So if you need just to listen to us, that's fine, as far as our voices are fine. But join in when you feel able. So, but like I say, I'm sure quite a few of you will know Good, Good Father. And the Lord has honoured us, and he loved us while we were his enemy. He values you whether you agree with him or not. He still values and loves you. And he's ever moving towards you. And that's his position today, ever moving towards us, no matter we were at in our busyness, no matter what's happening in our lives, what's in our heart, what our agenda is, it's his value is ever the same on your life. Then, more than that, he lets everyone know that you are totally worth dying for. Mm-hmm. And isn't that amazing? To think that he's going to let everyone know that I'm worth dying for, that you were worth dying for. And he gives us an option, and we can reject him on a moment-by-moment basis. But he gives us the power to choose him, and that's what we're here to do this morning. We're choosing him by being here. We're choosing him by entering into worship. Choosing him by being family together, loving each other unconditionally as he shows us. Love is our choice, and love is therefore our way, because he first loves us. So let's stand and sing Good, Good Father.
Yeah.
rich and beautiful way. Lord, that you are here touching the life of each one today with that love. Father, we confess it. We receive from it. And we believe it, Father. That love changes us. That love is rich and transforming. We give you this time.
Lynn, you got some notices for us?
You do.
Wonderful. I think at least one of these notices you're going to really, it's going to put a smile on somebody's face, right?
I hope so.
A few months ago, beginning of the year, according to my pen drive, when I put it into my computer, we asked for anyone who was interested in contributing to a contacts list. And on the piece of paper it said that basically if you were wanting to contribute, all that would happen would that they would be going on to a paper copy, and anyone who put their name on would be able to get a copy back, just so for issues of confidentiality. So Doug has spurred me into life, because it's been sitting on my computer and I've just found out that several months have gone by since I looked at last. So if you've been waiting, you've all been very polite because nobody's asked me about it, so thank you. If you've been meaning to ask me about it, perhaps next time you should. But I've got everybody in order of their surname alphabetically, and whatever context you gave at that time, I've put into there. So I've bought two copies today just to double check that if you're in there, then I've got the details right. And if you want to be in there, you haven't missed out. There will be a couple of pens. I'll put one at the back and then one out for through there. And if you just write on one of them, I'll transfer it over. So if you missed that the first time round, then yeah, I wondered if I should make a 2016-2017 edition. But I'm really sorry because yeah, things just got crazy with life. Anyway, and the other thing is that about 12:15, if you hear a car in the car park, it's the coffee car, and they're going to be giving out free coffee in addition to the soup and buns this morning. So if you like a fluffy, or you like a mochaccino, or you like whatever you want, they'll be giving that to you. So don't try and pay them money, because they're under strict instructions not to accept. Thanks.
Contributing to the addiction of some. As I said about coffee, I'm not addicted, I just like it a lot. Anybody with me? Yeah, there you go. Justification for that. Absolutely. Thank you, Lynn, for sharing that good news with us. We're going to take opportunity now to receive our offerings. And the Lord loves hilarious givers. So you're allowed to laugh when you do this.